coming up on this edition of Currently Kirkland. We're shaking up the snow globe and bringing you stories to keep you warm. Here's what's coming up.
We go to several weddings on Valentine's Day. See how a partnership helps couples tie the knot while helping charity. Want to learn more about Peter Kirk? The new hours for the Kirkland Heritage Society's Resource Center. Find out what times you can visit. It's been a year since the release of the Elder Abuse, Neglect, and Senior Neglect video. We'll see where it's at now. And some water conservation rebates to help you out if you are in the market for a new toilet or washer.
These stories and more coming up on the snowy edition of Currently Kirkland.
Currently Kirkland. Your source for city news and events in the community. With John Barnett at the news desk and Tani Wu on feature stories. Now, here's John.
The construction season is starting, and we have an update to tell you about. Beginning mid-April, there will be lane interruptions between 9 a.m. and 3:30 p.m. on Kirkland Avenue and 3rd Street. This is right next to the Kirkland Library and the Heathman Hotel. New traffic signals will be going up. The final phase will include the installation of poles, signal equipment, pavement markings, and signage. The construction is expected to last through the end of April. We greatly appreciate your patience between 9 a.m. and 3:30 p.m. The roadway should be fully open the rest of the day. In a partnership with the City of Kirkland and local businesses, several couples tied the knot on Valentine's Day. About half a dozen weddings were celebrated at Heritage Hall, with one that actually started at midnight. The 24-hour event provided couples with a wedding coordinator, floral arrangements, decorations, music, and a judge to officiate. Clay and Amanda Johnson thought this would be the perfect way to celebrate their special day.
I'm a cheesy romantic.
Well, yeah.
It was beautiful. They did a great job, very professional and organized. They took care of all the details, so that was really lovely.
In its fourth year of operation, all proceeds after expenses were donated to local Kirkland charities. For more information on Kirkland weddings, please go to the website below. It's been a year since the debut of Kirkland Senior Council's video about senior neglect and senior self-neglect. After winning a Silver Telly Award in the informational category, it has drawn a lot of attention from people all across the country who acknowledge this issue is an important one. Several cities and states are picking up this video as a resource in their training programs and are making the video available to people in their communities. To take a look at this video, go to the on-demand section of our website and under Special Programming, click the video link, Elder Abuse, Neglect, and Self-Neglect. It may be hard to believe for those of us in this rainy Northwest, but California has declared a drought emergency.
We now have full-blown crisis. A full-blown crisis is there. And one of our reservoirs, as a matter of fact, many of our reservoirs are now half empty.
California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger is asking for water conservation measures in that state, with estimated losses to the farm industry this coming season topping $2 billion. With water such an important resource and commodity, the Cascade Water Alliance is offering rebates up to $100 for the purchase of high-efficiency clothes washers, toilets, and installation of rain sensors and weather-based irrigation controllers. Whether we are experiencing a drought or not, the Cascade Water Alliance encourages conservation throughout the year. So, if you are on the market for a new clothes washer, toilet, or irrigation system, go to their website below to find out what models qualify for the rebate. The Kirkland Heritage Society invites everyone to visit their resource center. Come look at artifacts from Kirkland's past or perhaps do research about our founding fathers. The Resource Center has extended their hours and will be open every Wednesday from 2 to 5 p.m. If you'd like to stop by at their Heritage Hall location on another day, you can call and make an appointment. The phone number is listed below. Remember, you can access any of our programs on the web. Just visit the City of Kirkland homepage and click Watch On Demand Programming. I'm John Barnett. Thanks for joining us.
Wow, that was a lot of information, John. If you think we missed anything, have a comment or a story idea for us, we'd love to hear from you. please email us at kirklandtv@ci.kirkland.wa.us. It's also on the bottom of your screen.
The Kingsgate Library has some exciting monthly events. On Wednesday, April 8th, teens can get their game on at 1:30 p.m. as one of the library conference rooms turns into a GameCube and Xbox arcade. On Monday, April 13th at 7 p.m., adults can learn how to operate Microsoft Excel. How to perform calculations, copy formulas, and use AutoSum are all covered. Registration is required for this class. In business, it can be all about referrals. On Friday, April 3rd, from 12 to 1:30 p.m., join the I Take the Lead Business Networking event where you can learn about the three types of referrals. There will be exercises and role-playing at the Kirkland Congregational Church. This free event is open to all business professionals. Kirkland is celebrating Earth Day on April 25th at Juanita Bay Park. From 9 a.m. to 12 p.m., come and help restore the natural beauty of this park enjoyed by all. Bring your work gloves, dirty shoes, rain gear, and water.
More information and links to today's topics are available on our webpage. We'd also like to hear your comments on any of these featured stories.